Welcome to the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast, where we feature physicians who are redefining the practice of medicine and changing the experience we have as doctors in medicine. We all know the system is broken, but we've decided not to complain about it anymore. We're out to fix it. I'm Dr. Una, your host. I'm a pediatrician and serial entrepreneur, but my passion is helping physicians create the freedom to live life and practice medicine on their terms. This is not just a podcast, it's a movement of change, and I invite you to be a part of it. Let's jump right in. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast. We've been running a solo cast for a few episodes before we get back into those interviews, because I just wanted to have the opportunity to talk to you about entrepreneurship, which I think is one of the biggest ways that we can bring change to medicine. That's us being back in control, us leading. It's a beautiful thing. And so today I wanted to just unpack a story, something that happened in my world, and use it to show you the power of saying yes to yourself as an entrepreneur. And so now when I talk about this, this is about saying yes to yourself at any stage. So maybe you're like, yeah, I don't really do that entrepreneurship thing. I want to invite you, if it's been tugging at you, to say yes to it. And when I say embrace entrepreneurship, I am not talking about leaving medicine. Okay. So a lot of people will think that's what I mean. Even as an employed physician, you can build your own brand and you can leverage your brand and you can use your brand to help a lot of people and earn a lot. And if you decide to do something later, the beautiful thing is that you've built the skills, and the skills are portable. They're yours to keep. And we call them portable wealth. You can use them anywhere that you go. And so this, you know, it could be yes to that. You may have already started a business, but you're kind of coasting, cruising, just, you know, doing what you can to stay above water. And, you know, you're kind of dabbling and things like that. I want to invite you to say yes to building an organization. And again, an organization that will help a lot and that would earn a lot. So whatever stage you're at, this is for you. But I just want to share the power of saying yes. Okay. And so my journey into entrepreneurship, first of all, started, you know, with me starting my private practice, which I still have almost 13 years later. And that's been totally amazing. Totally amazing. And when it was time to start my second business, EntreMD, I was excited about that. I was excited about helping doctors start profitable businesses, you know, whether they're in the exam room or outside of the exam room. And, you know, it was my absolute joy. Now, I got to a stage where I was like, listen, you know what your mission is. My mission, it has always been to help 100,000 doctors build profitable businesses so they can live life and practice medicine on their terms. And it's like, are you going to do this like you mean it? Like, do you say that, or do you really want to touch 100,000 people? And so I got this idea to start the EntreMD Business School. And to be honest with you, when I got that idea, I was embarrassed, because I'm like, you know, Harvard has a business school and Dr. Una has a business school. Who's fooling who? What in the world? And, you know, so... But I couldn't walk away from it. I was like, I want doctors to have this down to a science. I want them to know how to build businesses that are high impact and, you know, high revenue generators. I want them to be able to do that. And so EntreMD Business School, it was. But when I started the EntreMD Business School, I mean, I didn't even know how to work Kajabi. I think I had the Kajabi site set up the week we launched it. There were so many things I didn't know. There's so many insecurities that I had. But you know what? I said yes. Okay, I said yes to it. And so I wanted to kind of track what that journey has looked like. The EntreMD Business School turned 2 recently, which is like, my goodness, 2 years. 2 years. And I stopped to look at the lessons I had learned along the way, the results that we have experienced and all of that. And so back to when we launched June 27th, 2020. You know, I remember talking about the school and inviting people to join the school. And it was really nerve-wracking. I mean, it really was for me. But, you know, I've learned to say yes, even when it's uncomfortable and even when it's nerve-wracking. So I said yes. And we had 22 doctors join us, which was, my goodness, I was like, 22? Of course, my goal was bigger, like all good entrepreneurs. But 22 is really good. 22 is good. And so we started off the school with them. At that point, it was not a year-long program because I didn't, you know, for me, I didn't know that people sign up to do it for a year. But I know that it takes years to get results, you know? And so so the tagline in my head actually was the only school you'll never want to graduate from. I just never said it out loud, you know? And so we started with the 22 doctors. And the big lesson there, you know, now that I look in hindsight, right? Like I'm looking from the 2 year point is just start. If you're thinking about something, start. Like I could have not started this. I could have let the idea go to waste. I could have not done anything with it. I could have been starting now. I mean, like, you know what I mean? And so the lesson there is start. Is start. And so we started and started serving them, serving the doctors in the group. So serving and earning. And they started getting wins. And it was mind-blowing to watch the transformation week after week. And then I developed, well, I already always had, but I executed on my healthy obsession with getting the doctors in the group results. And so I would start looking like, okay, what can I do to help them get results faster? Oh, I've noticed they have this limiting belief. What can I do to help them overcome it, right? What can I do to help them up-level their self-concept so they can show up so much stronger in the marketplace? How can I get them comfortable talking about money and all of that? And because of that healthy obsession, the EntreMD Business School has continued to morph and morph and morph into this beautiful thing that we have now. And so I was thinking about it. In the beginning, we did not have monthly challenges. We introduced that to keep people in momentum. We did not have, I had no concept of hosting an event and making the doctors in the group speakers so they can up level their speaking skill, their confidence. They can be on, you know, what they would consider a big stage and stuff like that. That didn't exist. I had no concept of a collaboration book. I had not even thought about a book for myself. And then, so now with 47 of the doctors in the business school, we wrote a book. It's called Made for More. It'll be released this fall. And that was just, it's part of how can I elevate their self-concept. And now they can be Amazon bestsellers, co-authors with me and stuff like that. And so I did that. And there was no thought of in-person retreats. I never knew we would do that. And then we went on to do in-person retreats, which have been so phenomenal and so life-changing. And so we were not driven to just build this robust program. We were just driven to get people results. And then the program became robust because of that. And so then the lesson there is kind of like, you know, be obsessed, the healthy obsession, right? Be obsessed with helping your people get results because the results will up-level the value of your business. It will up-level their lives. It will make them raving fans. I mean, like, you know, and so we did a lot of that. And the more we did it, the bigger the results they got. I mean, we went from, I've done my first, you know, Facebook Live and I've launched my business and stuff like that to start celebrating wins. Like I crossed my first seven figures in revenue and I love all the results. So I'm not saying some are big, some are small, but the more we were obsessed and we're trying to help them get bigger results, the bigger the results they got, you know? And so that was just, you know, ridiculously phenomenal. And so really, really big wins there. And then I remember constantly putting myself out there, constantly talking about the school, constantly inviting people to come be a part of it. And, you know, the lesson there really is, if you believe in what you do, you believe in what you stand for, then you want to be this person who relentlessly gives people the opportunity to do it. And that doesn't mean everybody's going to work with you. That doesn't mean be upset when people don't work with you. That means there are people who do want what you do. And it's your job to keep showing up until they find you. And now for a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast is sponsored by the EntreMD Business School. We didn't get any business education during our medical training, and this school fixes that. It is the only school of its kind that helps physicians become thriving entrepreneurs who make money, have impact, and have time for the things that matter. You will get the coaching, accountability, and community you need to be successful. To find out more and to save your spot, go to EntreMDBusinessSchool.com. And now for the rest of the episode. And so for us to hit 2 years and for me to look, and we had served 200 doctors, over 200 doctors, that is like beyond wild, right? And so when I think about it, now that I look at it from the 2 year mark, well, we've served over 200 doctors in 8 countries all over the United States, and they have created massive wins, massive. We're talking crossing 7 figures, crossing multiple 7 figures. We're talking a lot of, you know, startups, practices that survived the pandemic and are going to survive whatever recession comes, connections with, I'm talking Miss Universe, Mark Cuban, the owner of Dallas Mavericks, 4.6 million net worth, and like all kinds of people. And I think the most heartwarming changes have been in the personal lives, where people are like, you know, the things that I've learned here, I'm applying them in my marriage, and my marriage is better. I'm raising my kids better. Now I have time off so I can have lunch with them at school. I mean, that and having built such a safe community that when people have big, big challenges in their lives, their EBS, that's what we call EntreMD Business School, EBS, their EBS family rises to the occasion. It's unbelievable. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this to say all of these things happened because I said yes to something that was scary. I said yes to something that I felt ill-prepared to do, but I was willing to do the work and I was willing to learn, but I was ill-prepared. I said yes to something that I hadn't quite seen a model of. I said yes to something that people mocked me for. And 2 years later, I have this beautiful company, beautiful business school, all because I said yes. And so I want you to think about, and this is not about being rash and saying yes to whatever. We're physicians, and what that means is we've spent a lot of time playing within the lines, which is not a bad thing. It's a great thing, actually. But we spent a lot of time following the prescription. You know, go to high school, get good grades, then go to pre-med and then get good grades there so you can get into a great med school and do really well there so you can get a great residency program and a fellowship and you can get this attending job and all your dreams will come true. We've done that. But you also have purpose. You also have dreams, things that you want to do. Some of those things are your brand. Some of those things are new businesses. Some of those things are old businesses that you're going to do in a new way. Some of them is just going to be up-leveling what you already have in your hand right now. Whatever it is, I want to invite you to say yes to it. Because 2 years from now, you could be looking and you could be telling your story of the difference that 2 years made. You could be telling your story. And I would love to hear your story. Right? But it all comes down to saying yes. And you might be saying, well, I'm not sure what that idea is. It's time to take a 1 hour walk and put your headphones in and maybe listen to some nice instrumental music and start asking yourself some questions because it is there. Some of you know what it is. And you're like, but I don't know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, you can learn. Remember, you're a physician. You can learn. If there's anything you can do, you can learn. And you can start with the books. You can start with the podcasts. You can start with, you know, courses. If you're a physician entrepreneur who's like, I want to do this like I mean it, you can come join us in the EntreMD Business School. We would love to have you and love to support you. What we do is we help doctors build 6- and 7-figure businesses so they can live life and practice medicine on their terms. Okay? Now, so you can learn. But many of you know what your next step is. Take it. What's the worst that'll happen? Take it. Okay. So I wanted to come share that with you, and I wanted to leave you with a message. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. And for you, it'll make such a difference in your life because you will build something that you've always wanted to build. And you would have changed so much in the process. You would have become a much an up-leveled version of yourself, like you 2.0 or 5.0, whatever iteration you're at. But also, now the name of this podcast is Doctors Changing Medicine. Also, there is a huge need for examples of what is possible. There are many people who are in burnout situations. There are many people who are really struggling as physician entrepreneurs. There are many people who have no autonomy. And they're like, you know, what I thought was a dream is a nightmare. They have no idea what is possible for them. And, you know, it's great for me to be an example. It's great for some, you know, for the doctors in the EntreMD business school to be examples. But it is so powerful for you to be an example, because there are people who will never meet me. There are people who will never meet a doctor from the EntreMD business school. There are doctors who will never meet another physician entrepreneur who will be willing to showcase what it's really like, but you could do that. And so it will change your life. It will change medicine. So I want to invite you to say yes to whatever that is. And I want you to share this episode with another doctor, because I want them to be able to say yes to their own dreams, to what they want to do, to the change they want to bring in the world. And together, we won't only change our lives, but we'll change medicine. So go share this episode. Go say yes. I can't wait to hear your story. And I will see you on the next episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now, this is too good for you to keep to yourself, so I want you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Number two, share this episode with all the doctors in your life. Number three, share it on social media. Until next time, remember, you are a huge part of a movement changing medicine one podcast episode at a time.